A lot of people adopted dogs during the pandemic, and they got used to letting those dogs run free at nearly empty parks and school fields. But as reporter Claire Tregaser from member station KPBS tells us, some cities are aiming to put those dogs back on the leash.
Sorry. On a recent evening, dogs run off-leash at a San Diego field that's filled with kids playing soccer and baseball. One of them is Marty Marcus's dog, Ellie. She barks and runs in circles as he talks.
For the most part, the people who come down here do control their dogs. Mine is barking a lot. She wants to run and play. And yes, she has bumped into you a few times. But outside of that, most of the dogs down here are reasonably well behaved.
But dogs are not allowed off leash at this field. And Marcus knows he's breaking the rules.
The dog still needs exercise, and there are very few dog parks in the area.
This is exactly what San Diego is cracking down on. The city now has 4 park patrol officers who are giving out about 200 dog-related citations a month. Other cities like Seattle, Boston, and L.A. say they're having more issues with off-leash dogs, too, in part because of COVID.
The pandemic opened up an opportunity for many families to adopt a dog when they weren't able to before.
Lindsay Hamrick is with the Humane Society of the United States.
If a city or a county doesn't have a lot of options for an adopter, they sort of make the best decision that they can to be able to give their dog that outlet.
But Hamrick says dogs don't actually need to run off leash.
Dogs get just as much out of having a leashed walk where they're able to sniff wherever they want to. So consider walking them in a new direction in your neighborhood and stopping when they stop so that they have time to sniff.
One reason San Diego is upping enforcement is that off-leash dogs pose a risk.
All of a sudden, you know, this dog, you know, jump on her.
Belen Hernando's daughter, Alba, was attacked by a dog at a park last summer.
We ended up in the hospital. She was traumatized.
Alba, who was 3 at the time, had to get stitches and now struggles with a deep fear of dogs. People insist their dog is friendly and well-behaved, but Alba doesn't know that.
It really changed, you know, our whole family dynamic and the way we spend our free time because we couldn't come here because dogs were on leash. And then just going to any other park, we found that it happens the same.
This dog's digging a hole actively.
One of San Diego's new park patrol officers is Sierra Dockery. She's driving through a busy park and spots 2 people watching their dogs run off leash.
They're looking at it and not doing anything, but I'll be making contact.
She drives up to the young couple, hops out, and writes them each a citation.
Do you know of any dog parks?
Not really.
Okay, because yeah, there's like one literally down the street. It's about 3 minutes from here.
The couple sheepishly accepts their $300 tickets and promises they won't break the rules again. For NPR News, I'm Claire Tregaser in San Diego.